Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Joining us on Fancy New Band today are the lovely Ringlets. How are we all doing today?
Killed it, yeah. We're doing good.
Good?
We're doing well.
Awesome. Let's get started.
All right. So this is a song we're going to play, and it's called Feeling of the Body. Check, 1, 2. Thank you.
Oh, that's, I'm just So I think the first question we have
That was amazing.
That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
So the first question I have for you, I mean, let's get us started. Like, why the name Ringlets? Is there any significance in that, or?
I thought of the name when I was doing a meditation course, and I took a vow of noble silence, and I went into the woods, and I was thinking of a band name, and I was like, this is a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought of Ringlets, and I also thought of Wavelets.
Oh.
And then I checked if both of them were free.
Yeah.
And they were actually both free.
Ooh.
So that was kind of the only reason, like, because no one else has taken the name, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, so easy right off the bat.
Yeah.
You don't
you
have to, like.
Have some ringlets.
Yeah, I've got a few, yeah. Yeah.
So if you guys want to all introduce yourselves, and how did you guys form? Like, was it a spontaneous moment, or was it something that had been building over time?
Yeah. So my name is Laszlo. I play guitar and sing. And over here.
I'm
Arlo,
and I play drums.
Sweet.
Yeah, and we do have a fourth member, Mr. Leith Towers, who plays.
Woo.
Yeah, woo, yeah, who plays guitar and also does backing vocals.
Yeah,
but he's at the moment he's at a carp fishing competition up in the Kaipara, so he's taken about 2 weeks on annual leave because, you know, he's just, yeah. But if he was here, he'd be playing some good guitar. But
very cool.
It's kind of nice he's not here because there's not really any room for him.
It is a very cramped space.
Yeah, he's huge. He's absolutely jacked. A real Renaissance man.
Wait, so what brought you guys together? Like, were you guys friends and then you were jamming or what?
Yeah, so we've known each other for a couple of years. And I got these two together because I make solo music and I needed a rhythm section to help play my songs live.
Yeah.
And
very
so,
cool.
Yeah, and so we started to, three of us here started to play together at the start of last year. And then about August that winter, we decided that we were going to, like, form a separate project with the same people and write songs collectively.
Mm.
And so that's what Ringlets is.
Nice. Awesome. Nice. Well, I think it's time for another song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This whole time I've been very subtly trying to tune my guitar.
No, you got it. Do the tuning.
Yeah. I've been in bands before where I have to do so much more tuning than this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of constantly okay, A sharp, like, okay.
Are these new strings where you, like, constantly have to keep tuning them, or?
Well, recently I've just been breaking, like, two strings a week. I don't know what's been going on.
Yeah.
My wrists haven't been getting any more powerful, so I don't know what it is. I still play the way that I've always played, but I've just been breaking so many strings.
Yeah.
So I hope it doesn't happen right now, because that would just be tragic.
No, it'll be fine. Knock on wood.
All right. Here's our next song. It's called She's an Ascetic. She's an ascetic. Forget it. She's an ascetic, and I can't forget it. A fledgling love will bloom every new day beyond the crest of. Of tradition dim, her shame is strange, far more dive you. Can't forget it. She's an ascetic.
just spent a lifetime to find. She's simply overturned one stone. There is a language, it is veiled in code. One day will I walk through her wall, wept in symbols of.
We just got a text from our news director that your vocals are coming through perfectly.
Oh, yeah. that's a great relief because I can't hear anything.
Yeah. In this such a tiny space, it's hard to like hear the mix, but out there it sounds good.
So what are your musical influences? Do you all have different ones that sort of come together, or do you have quite similar tastes?
We have some pretty wide like middle grounds that we all sort of congregate around, which is always a pleasure. And since we've been writing together, we've been showing each other stuff, and there's been some new connections and old ones. It's a pretty wide variety of things coming together.
What kind of influences do you have in particular?
A lot of these riffs that I've been writing have kind of been like kind of slinty and also kind of into poly, so it's like slintopol sort of thing.
Okay.
Which is just like a dumb word that I have with myself.
Yeah.
So it's a bit slintopol.
So since you're writing the riffs, is that kind of how the songwriting process goes for your band? Is there like a main songwriter, or do you guys jam it out? Like, how does that kind of work?
That's kind of how it's begun. That's how it started.
Yeah.
Just out of necessity, because you know we can't sort of get together every single day, so it's kind of easier to sort of for one person to get the ball rolling. So I've been writing a lot of it, but we're keen to really kind of mess with that formula.
Yeah.
Moving ahead.
Very cool. And do you start with the guitar first, or do you kind of start with the lyrics? Where do the lyrics come from?
The lyrics pretty much always follow the music. So I don't particularly enjoy writing lyrics, but you kind of have to if you want to sing, and I love singing. So usually the music comes, and I sort of scrape it together, and then there a melody and everything comes. But it's pretty much always music first.
Nice. Got another song for us.
Yeah, so this is the last song we're going to play today. Okay. All together. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna break free, go
yesterday I sprinted at a wall just to check it was real. It was real, it was made of stainless steel. But I take the pain that collision made me feel over telling you the truth of my head over heel. One, two, three. My sleep paralysis demons, a 36-year-old graphic designer, XLE, I'll follow CE. Stuffed salted fish in my mouth, right to see bike up right around the room every night. Share around the weirdness, you heart it all for yourself. That's not a healthy hobby. Like a locust on the wrong wing, I eat it cold, hunched over the sink, hunching over the sink. Gonna break free, go tramping, blacker the all day, blacker the all day, blacker the all day. Oh, a fever dream, it's a fever dream, it's a fever dream, and it's a fever dream. Fever dream and broken, a fever dream and broken. Fever dream, why it's a fever dream and broken, a fever dream and broken. Sweet as hell, baby.
Oh, thank you.
So, are we expecting any sort of recorded stuff coming out soon, or?
Well, let me tell you about that.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm ready.
The tune that we just played then, we are planning. Haven't organized anything yet, but we want to. I just need a second. Sorry.
You're all right.
They were going hot. They were going hot, guys.
I got some warm water here.
No worries. Oh. Just real quick, you guys got a little text. Big
really?
Ups, Ringlets. Pure class with the sounds. Love from Kenny Sterling. Can't wait for their first
Kenny! Shout out to Kenny Sterling!
Heck yeah!
Yeah, Bob.
Kenny's our guy.
Ooh.
He's our number one guy.
Yes.
That's so rad.
Yeah, so that song that we just played, we're planning to record it in a real nice studio.
Mm.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's going to be like our first little... Our first effort.
Nice.
Throw
Very
that
cool.
out.
What was it called?
It's called Fever Dream in Broken Swedish.
Ooh, okay. And so do you have any gigs coming up?
Leif was saying something about August.
Mm.
We might be doing something in August.
Yep, yeah. Let's keep an eye out for that.
You know, Leif is, he's got fingers in many pies, so, you know.
Ooh, okay.
It's very mysterious, but we're planning to play in August.
Nice.
And,
And then maybe something later. Maybe we're going to try play as much as we can.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wait, just real quick. I'm actually curious because you talked about lyrics earlier. So what was that song about?
That song was about basically I haven't really had much experience with sleep paralysis, but the song is imagining having a sleep paralysis demon, but he's a 36-year-old Swedish man.
Oh,
that's crackle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Is there anything particular?
He's a graphic designer and his name's Axel.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything particularly scary about him or just
terrifying? Yeah. Imagine. Yeah.
It sounds like sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I don't know. You can read it. You can read into it in multiple ways, but you know, we get afraid of things that are like ridiculous and funny.
Yeah.
But it's still like the fear is still real. So I don't know. Maybe there's something.
Yeah.
In it like that, but
yeah. And then very quick, just because we've kind of asked all of the artists that we've had so far, like, was lockdown like creative for you, or was it more like a bummer and you were like, oh, I don't know, I can't do anything, or were you like making art?
Yeah, I had a fantastic lockdown. I like before, because everyone was like gossiping about like we're going into lockdown. So like the week beforehand, I bought a couple of microphones, and then I like. When we went into level 4, I set up a space in my room and I just like recorded heaps of stuff, like all these things were just coming through. It was a really like fruitful time. And actually all that stuff that I recorded, I'm releasing in like a week.
Ooh.
On the 23rd of July. I'm putting out a solo album next
really?
Week.
Oh, really?
And it's okay. all that stuff that I did in lockdown.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So will it be available on all streaming services?
Yeah, or? And Bandcamp, just under my own name, awesome. Laszlo Reynolds.
Awesome.
Laszlo Reynolds. And then how can we like follow your band?
Yeah, so we are on Instagram. We have two posts on Instagram. Hoping if we can, if you know, hoping to make more posts in the future.
Yeah. Just keep them guessing.
Right, yeah, we could. Oh my God, where's my? Oh, I left my phone in the other room, so
we can all get a photo.
We'll get a photo.
Oh fuck.
Oh no.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna say the password off record. I'm not gonna make us available for cyber invasions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's at ringlets underscore, right?
I think it's at underscore ringlets. Oh, I think there's an
wait,
underscore
let me
at the
check,
start.
Let me check. I think I found all you guys real quick.
All lowercase.
Yeah, okay, it's underscore.
Yeah.
Underscore so, ringlets.
At underscore ringlets. We have a Bandcamp page, but as of now, there's nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But check this. The reason I was real stoked to call us ringlets is because I looked on Bandcamp and no one has taken that URL. So we've got ringlets.bandcamp.com. It's
yes.
all ours.
Oh, yes.
So clean.
So
yeah.
easy to check
so
out.
So when we
yeah.
put out music, it's going to be at ringlets.bandcamp.com. But at the moment, it's an empty page.
And Bandcamp will give them the most money, probably.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Support local artists.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Say that again, Alo.
Bandcamp is main.
Yes.
it is.
We like Bandcamp.
It really is.
All right. Well, Ringlets, thank you so much for coming on The Bee today. It was a really great pleasure having you on. Some great, great tunes.
Oh. That was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Fancy New Band.
Thank you.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.